Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 74, road to 100 episodes. That keeps me going. Honestly, when I think about it, road to 100 episodes, I wake up, bro, and pick up my microphone. Anyway, hope you guys are well. And yeah, it's a very like sunny Wednesday. It's been long, yo. It's been long since like the sun just rose, like normal days, like 8 a.m., nowadays it's so freaking cold. It's so cold. Yani, I'm wearing, I wish you guys knew, I'm like putting on like 3 pairs of socks at the same time, a leg warmer, 2 sweaters, sweatpants, bro, and it's still cold. And I'm having like, I'm over this weather. Anyway, hope you guys are well since the last time we spoke. And by the way, keep submitting your stories. The Unspoken Story, the series, is still up and running. Submit your stories. Check out my social media platforms, Awina Witty and Unspoken Podcast KE for the link. Register. And yeah, I'll get back to you. Anyway, let's get this started. I saw this caption somewhere. Sometimes the black sheep becomes the blueprint. Yeah. And actually, I saw this caption from Ronald's page. The content creator, and then actually just copy pasted it and used it on a photo that I just uploaded right now on my IG. Whether you guys need to check my IG now, I'm back to my content creation era, bro. I think I've really been not taking content creation apart from the podcast. I think I've really just driven all my energy on the podcast, put all my energy on the podcast, and then forgot about the other content creation, about pictures and reels and everything. But now I'm back to taking photos, taking my own photos. I remember my 2021 era, bro. I used to be a badass content creator, and I was in campus, imagine, and I used to have a techno phone, and the pictures I would take with that phone, bro, they were magnificent. So I want to go back to that era. I want to go back to creating content, taking cute photos, creating memories. So I'm back. So you guys, you need to check my AD, bro. Bomb, bomb, bomb pictures are coming up. Bomb pictures. I just uploaded a bomb-ass picture, bro. I look like an American model. Someone told me that, bro. I don't know if they're flattering me, but you guys need to check it. But it's dope. It's really dope. One thing about me, I'll take good pictures of myself. Anyway, that's the point. Nini, the caption was, sometimes the black sheep becomes the blueprint. I remember when I saw this caption on Ron's page, I was like, damn, girl, you're speaking my mind. like I felt it. I felt that caption, like I related. I totally related. And then I even told myself, bro, if the next picture I'm posting, that's my caption. Sometimes the black sheep becomes the blueprint. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about on today's episode. Black sheep. Navigating being a black sheep. Because, newsflash, I'm a black sheep, guys. For the longest time. But if you don't know the meaning of a black sheep, okay, let's see. Black sheep is basically like the least favorite person in the family. Yeah, among your siblings, of course, in a family of siblings, among your siblings, like you're the least favorite person in the family. If you are, sorry to tell you this, but you are a black sheep. But you remember that song? Ba, black sheep. But yeah, I have been. And I'm here to say today, I am a black sheep. I have been a black sheep in my family for, I don't know, like since my childhood days. And I think I knew it when I was when I was a kid. I used to know I was a black sheep. I used to know I was a black sheep. But anyway, welcome to this episode. If you're hearing this voice for the first time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. Let's talk about being a black sheep. Anyway, I've said being a black sheep, being the least favorite person in the family. Honestly, you guys, this topic is so heavy, you guys. This topic is heavy. I was even 50-50 about, like, uploading this, like, even recording this, because I felt like, is it even necessary? I don't know. It's just, like, too heavy. You know, things to do with, like, family and neglect. Sure. Those things are, you know, they're so, like, they're heavy topics. But I'm like, I'm not the only black sheep. I was listening to another podcast, and that girl was so fluent about being a black sheep. She was also a black sheep, and she talked about it so well. And she even encouraged me. I was like, I'm doing this. It's Nini. It's a podcast by Oliver Rao. It's In All Honesty. She was talking about being a black sheep. And I was like, I was listening to that word, and I was like, I'm not alone in this. So I need to put this out there. Anyway, let's talk about this. being a black sheep. I've said it's like being the least favorite in the family. And I feel when I was young, I was a black sheep. Like I've said, I was a black sheep, honestly. I was always the kid who was left out of conversations, the kid who people would like, the kid who people brushed off, like, ah. Like I was just, to people, I was not that kid like people always loved, honestly, I don't think. You see those kids like people always adore them, people are always surrounding them, like the world revolves around them. Yeah, those kids, they're those kids. But I wasn't that kid, like the world revolved around me. Like I was the first priority when it comes to, I was always the first priority when it comes to my siblings. I was always the first priority. Like people always like put my needs first. Nah, I wasn't that. I was always the least favorite. I was always the one who was brushed off, like the one who like, people brush me off like, I'm not gonna amount to anything. I was just like a normal ass kid. People like I will not amount to anything. That's the vibe I used to get on when I was a kid, honestly, that like people used to brush me off. And when I even look at it right now and compare myself to those people that I grew up with now, and I just see, honestly, I'm even better than them right now. And then that's even why this caption really spoke to me. Like sometimes the black sheep becomes the blueprint. There's something about being a black sheep. I know it's bad, but honestly, from my own story, I think that there's something special about being a black sheep. Because you're set aside, like you're unique. You're already unique. As much as it's even in a bad way or in a good way, you're already unique. Like you've already been set apart from the others. You're not normal, bro. Who likes being normal? No one. So you are the least favorite. You've already been set apart. You're not like other people. You've already been like set apart from others. Your path is different. If you're a black sheep, definitely just know that you are meant to forge different paths from the other members of your family, definitely. And some funny thing is that most creatives, most artists are black sheep. Honestly, most artists are black sheep. Just think about it. Even listen to other artists' stories when they tell their stories growing up and everything. They will tell you. When I was watching some interviews, I noticed that most creatives, most artists are black sheep. Because you're destined to forge a different path, and honestly, you're destined for greatness. You if you're listening to this on the black sheep, don't sweat it, don't worry about it. You are destined for greatness. Honestly, you're gonna become the blueprint. Acha tu talk dharau sahi. Acha tu talk dharau. Let people just disregard you for now. But once you know you're a black sheep, once people like this, like what talk kubandogo, that's the word. No, kubandogo. No, you're meant for greatness. No artist, there's no artist in this world who people didn't disregard when they're growing up. When someone started their music career, people were like, you won't go anywhere. So it's like, if people disregard you, bro, just know. That's when you go hard. That's when you go hard because that's where your greatness lies, honestly. That's where your greatness lies. Honestly, when I was growing up, people, me nilikuwa nimedharauliwa, even some of my family members, honestly, which is so sad. I remember when I was in high school. I was in high school, that's when I realized, like, me, I'm passionate about art. I'm passionate about acting. That's when, I think when I, in Form 2, when I joined drama club, I was even the main character in the play. That's when I decided, honestly, this is what I am meant to do. I'm meant to be on the screen. I'm meant to be on the stage. That's when I fell in love with this passion. And that's when I even decided that when I go to uni, I'm going to study acting. I'm going to study drama. I'm going to study theater. So that's when I made that decision. So when I started, I just knew, like, it conflicted with my family members. There was a point even my dad was called to school and told that, my drama, being in the drama club is affecting my academics. He was like, and my dad told me to stop, like to leave the drama club and concentrate on my studies. And I was like, Dad, no, me, I want to do this. I'll promise I'll do better with my academics. I'm going to try and balance, but I want to do this. So of course, with the, like, I think my journey started there, and then with that journey came conflict, like from, of course, my teachers, then from my dad, and then from the rest of the family members. Like, some people would say, like, now this girl, she people now say that I don't want to study. I'm not taking my studies seriously. I don't want to study. So people just started disregarding me, like, this girl will amount to nothing. Like, there's nothing that I will amount to nothing. There's nothing, like, I'm going to achieve, that I will even drop out of school. Imagine. Family members and close family members, mark you, from my dad's side, close family members, they're like, this girl won't achieve anything. This one will just even get pregnant and drop out of school. Imagine. Some close family members say that. And to honestly, I don't talk to them until today. They disregarded me. I felt so bad when I heard what they said about me. Like, I won't amount to anything. Mimi akuna penye tena. I won't even go to university. Imagine. They said, I won't even go to university. I will not amount to anything. I'll just get pregnant, drop out of school. Bro, how do you move on from that? As a kid, I was just 16 years old. I was 16 years old when they say that. I was in form 2, form 3. When they say that, I was just a teenager. I was just a teenager, man, trying to find out what my talent is. Trying to navigate a school, navigate talent, just trying to figure out what I'm good at. That's just what I was doing, imagine. And then this family member just came here and just, bro, they just said, like, they brushed me off. That's when I knew, okay, I'm a black sheep. That's when it, like, really dawned on me, vizuri, like, sis, I'm a black sheep. And then that's when I said, I'm going hard. This is my path. I realized, by the way, the passion was so strong. I didn't even listen to my dad. I told my dad, no, dad, I'm going to do my best in my study, in my academics, but I'm not leaving drama. No, this is what I want. This is what I love doing. And I was so good at it. I've won a couple of awards. I have my certificates from high school. Like, I was so good at it. And I was like, no one's coming between me and my passion. Like, who the heck are you? You talk to your kids. I was like, you just wish Dayako, man. So that's when I realized, like, okay, I'm a black sheep. And I'm gonna do everything. And I'm gonna prove all these motherfuckers wrong. Have you ever felt like you just wanna be successful to just prove someone wrong? Not even for yourself. Like, I'm just wanna be successful to just prove some motherfuckers wrong. Some people wrong. Because some people, I hate it when someone talks something about you negative and they don't even know you. So that's when I realized, okay, I'm a black sheep, guys. And I went hard. I remember by then I finished high school and I passed and I went to campus. That's the first step. That's the first thing I did by proving them wrong. I finished high school and I passed and I went to campus and studied that thing that they did not want me to do, drama and theater. That's what I studied in campus. And I also graduated. I remember when I was also in campus. In fact, when I even finished my high school and was called to campus, those people were like, okay, they're ashamed. Those people talked bad about me, those family members, they were like ashamed. And then when it came to going to campus, of course, I talked about this on the pod, how my dad wasn't able to raise us. So my dad couldn't even afford to pay my school fees and everything. So I was now stuck in campus, stuck at home. I didn't know how I'm gonna go to campus. And then those family members came back again and said, we said it. Like, we tulisema, huyo akuna penye ataenda. We said it. This girl, she'll not amount to anything because now I was stuck at home. I didn't have anyone to pay my school fees to go to uni. So now they're happy. Like, family. Sometimes family, honestly, the dad's side is fucked up. I don't know. But I think everyone always says that. Family from the dad's side is fucked up. So yeah, now I'm stuck in campus. I'm stuck at home. I don't know how I'm going to go to campus. But shout out to my mom's side of the family, man. They came through for me. Shout out to my mom's side of the family. Honestly, I think my mom is not alive. My mom died like how many years ago? But if it's not for my aunties, my mom's sisters, I don't know if me and my siblings will like tungekuwa hapa until now. So shout out to them, man. They held us down. They took me to school. Like, what the heck? Like, they were so mad and they're like, no, 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 you can't suffer like this and we're here. They took me to school and they shamed those people. So shout out to my aunties, man. Shout out to them. Anyway, I was talking about, being a black. So that's when I realized, honestly, I was a black sheep. When it comes to my dad's side of the family, hey, bro, I'm the blackest of the sheep. When you hear about black sheep, I am the blackest one. I am, hey, like, I don't know. It's in the entire, like, family is just, when they hear Charity, they say, trouble, 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 trouble. But nowadays, my point is, by the way, there's something special about being a black sheep. Honestly, I'm not going to come here and tell you guys, like, if you're a black sheep, you're doomed. You know, me, I'm going to tell you, man, there's something special about being a black sheep. Don't even feel bad about it if you are. Because, truth be told, in every family, there's a black sheep. You can't run away from it. That's the truth. In every family, there's a black sheep. So there's something, from my story, by the way, from my story until now, there's something special about being a black sheep. And I have seen it. I've seen it. Me being a black sheep, I was a special kid. Like, people disregarding me, I knew deep down in my heart, I knew I was meant for greatness, honestly. With my black sheepness, I knew I was meant for greatness. And it's true. Ask, like, just do your research. So don't, if as much as people are going to disregard you because you're a black sheep, you don't do that to yourself. Don't disregard yourself. Hold yourself in highest, on the highest regard. Hold yourself on the highest regard. Be your biggest fan. Wanasemanga, make lemonades out of lemons. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. With how people have neglected you, that's where you draw your power from. That's where you draw your greatness from. That's where it all is. That's where it all is. But they just dig deeper. Honestly, I hope you guys are getting what I'm getting. But this is actually like us. It's a heavy topic for me, but it's true. This is from my story, honestly. From my story. Because I remember when I was young, people expected the least out of me. Being a black sheep, of course, people expect the least out of you. They expect you to just, like, be average. People expect the least out of you. It's like, you're just cut out when you're younger. People expect the least out of you. They brush you off. They neglect you and then you feel left out. But you develop some qualities that really help you. You develop qualities that make you a convenient person. You learn how to survive, how to depend on yourself. You learn how to survive on yourself. Because, like, you're on your own. You feel like you're on your own. You're responsible for yourself. You depend on yourself. Those are the qualities that you learn, the skills you learn by the way being a black sheep. And I've really learned them on my own. You're responsible on your own for yourself. You're convenient. And then, too bad, people will call you a black sheep. They'll disregard you. But then, they'll still come for you. When they see you're doing well, they'll still come for you for help, which is so fucked up. It's so sad. Me nowadays, I even see those family members who, like, well, in the row. They really talked bad about me. And then nowadays, I even see them calling me, asking me for money, begging me for money. Imagine. It's so fucked up. They beg. That's just how human beings are fucked up. They accept you when it's only convenient for them. Nowadays, I see those relatives, they're even calling me. And then they pretend, when you're doing something good, they pretend like they haven't seen it. Because you're the black sheep, you're not supposed to be doing something good. You're not supposed to be achieving something good. They pretend that they have not seen it. They pretend that they are not seeing it. They're not seeing what you're doing. Even me, some of my family members, even my podcast, so they pretend that they don't even know I have a podcast. They pretend that they don't even know I have a podcast. They pretend they don't know what I do. It's so crazy. Like, why would... Like, some people are just... You're just like... you're gonna rochafu ya nini. Like, why? So, yeah. It's hard. It's hard, man. Kwanza, when it comes to family is complicated. And you're a black sheep. It's complicated. People only use you when it's convenient for them. They'll say you're a black sheep. But when they need you, when they need contributions for the family, they'll still call you. But you're the black. But in other things, some other good things, they don't even include you. They don't even contact you. But when they need money from you, yes, we have a mchango. Tukona mchango hapa toa pesa, and you're the black sheep. When they need you, when it's convenient for you. When it's convenient for them, I mean. That's when they. And it's so fucked up. It's so crazy, man. But that's the harsh truth. So it's you to take your power back, honestly. Set your boundaries. You're not here to please people. Me, I don't always care about them. Because of those people, those family members who disregarded me when I was young, I don't even give a fuck about them and their fucking family. I'm not their responsibility. I don't give a fuck about them. Honestly, I'm not here to please everyone. You can't please everyone. That's the truth of the matter. I know even if they call me and say I need this money and what, and then I send it to them, they'll still disregard me. They'll still talk bad about me. They'll still like view me as a black sheep. So it won't change nothing. So acha tu niendele kuwa mbaya. Like accept. Just continue being the bad person. Continue being the black kid, but at the end of the day, you know your value, you know how you survive. It's you. So don't set your boundaries, honestly. That's the most important thing. Be stern with your actions and decisions. Set your boundaries. Don't let people take advantage of you, because people are gonna take advantage of you, especially family. They're gonna take advantage of you. Me, I'm not here to please people. Ati now, because you're a black sheep when you're young, now you have made it. Now people want to take advantage of you, and you are also you're allowing yourself to be taken advantage of. You're not please them. Honestly, don't even try to please them, because what they think about you will never change. They'll still use you and they'll still talk bad about you. that's the truth. Family is fucked up. It's good even, of course, we have a bad reputation. Reclaim that negative reputation. Claim it. It doesn't. Don't even stress yourself to change it. Like, now you want to please yourself to people. Unataka kujipendekeza so that people can see, hey, now this girl has changed. Just be the bad one. Accept. Be the villain. Accept your bad reputation. Me, like, even from my dad's side, I have like a bad reputation. Honestly, I won't even lie to you guys. When you say charity at home, in my dad's side, people know charity is bad news. People know it's known. People know, and I don't even care, honestly. Those people, they don't pay my rent now. They don't pay my rent. They don't feed me. They don't do nothing for me. So I don't owe them nothing. So I don't owe them to try and please them and so that I can be on the good side of the books. I don't care. It doesn't bother me, honestly. And it should not bother you. It should not. So set your boundaries. Don't allow yourself to be used. Do not at all, because people are going to use you when it's convenient for them. Don't allow yourself to be used. When you're too, while somehow in the black sheep, back you a black sheep. Muniache na my black sheepness. Let me be the black sheep. Muniache too. When you're listening, don't allow yourself to be used, please. And learn to heal. Just you heal, move on. Don't even bother to prove yourself to them. You just heal, move on. Be good to people only until a certain extent. Be good to people only until a certain extent. And then make sure it's reciprocated. Don't just be the good person. If not, move on. Move on with your life. Move on. Don't allow yourself to be used, honestly. Because honestly, from my journey, from my story, I know there's something special about being a black sheep. You're meant for greatness. That's why this caption really like spoke to me. Like, sometimes the black sheep becomes the blueprint. Honestly, now, I was the black sheep, but now I'm a blueprint. I can say that proudly. Nowadays, even some of those family members, they come to me for advice. They say, oh, we see what you're doing. Oh, please. Please. I was the black sheep. Yani Charity was the black sheep. It's funny. Now, the tables have turned, sis. The tables have turned. I am a motherfucking blueprint now. Now, nowadays, sometimes they even use me as an example. Imagine, hey, you see what Charity has done? So nowadays, sometimes they use me as an example. Funny, the tables have turned. So there's something special about being a black sheep. If you're listening to this and you're black sheep, sis, bro, relax. That is where you hold your power. That is where your greatness comes from. Yeah. So don't allow yourself to be used. Do not allow yourself to be used. Just know you're meant for greatness. Yeah. Honestly, that's it for this episode. I don't know if what I've talked about has made sense or I was just ranting, but I just needed to put this out there because I saw this and it just came at the most, but it just came at the best time because I was, today's Wednesday, and then I was posting this picture and then I saw this caption. I was like, I didn't even have a topic for the podcast for today. I'm like, okay, let's talk about this, being a black sheep. Sometimes the black sheep becomes the blueprint. Since that caption has changed my entire life, has changed my entire life. I don't even fucking care about being a black sheep anymore. I am proud I am a black sheep. Anyway, I hope you've learned something from this ranting episode. I don't know if this episode has made sense. I don't know, but I hope it has. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you learned something. Yeah, continue submitting. What's your unspoken story? Follow me on Instagram, guys. Follow me on TikTok. I will know awaiting unspoken podcast. I have dope content coming next, because by then I'm doing short form content for the podcast. So it's video, but it's me on the mic there. So short form content on Instagram and on TikTok. So you guys, check out my IG, Awino Awiti Unspoken Podcast KE. TikTok, same, Awino Awiti Unspoken Podcast KE. I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be sharing short-form content and creating content, like, consistently. So check that out. Submit your unspoken story. And I will see you on the next episode. Adios.